into UK law.
Well, that was Tom Brake. David Jones was a minister at the Department for Exiting the EU until the summer reshuffle following the general election, and I asked him whether he accepted that this morning's paper represented a climb down.
What the government is putting forward in this position document is a very wide set of proposals which are a basis for discussion. I don't think there's anything prescriptive about them. And similarly, I don't think they amount to a climb down at all. They're just recognising that there are a number of ways forward which are suitable for discussion.
Crucially, though, do the various ways that are suggested, in your judgment, free Britain from subservience to the European Court of Justice?
Yes, they do, because at the moment, the European Court of Justice is effectively the supreme body in the European Union and, in fact, has supremacy over the British Parliament. That will end when we leave the European Union. There will, of course, be a need to cooperate with the European Court of Justice because, although we will be leaving the European Union, we'll be absorbing a large element of European legislation. And I think it's important that both the EU and the UK agree on a method of ensuring that there's uniformity in interpreting that legislation as the years go by.
Does that, for example, include the kind of enforcement arrangements there are in the European Free Trade Association?
It is a suggestion, but speaking personally, I would be rather reluctant to follow the EFTA model because the EFTA Court effectively follows all the judgments of the European Court of Justice, although it's technically not bound by them. I think that what we will have at the end of the day is a bespoke arrangement between the EU and the United Kingdom.
Why should the Europeans accept that?
Because we are an important trading partner. In fact, after we've left the European Union, we're going to be the most important export market for EU goods. And I think that it would be sensible for them, and I'm sure that they will act sensibly, to ensure that after we've left, there is some uniformity of court judgments that will satisfy people in both jurisdictions.
Do you think, in political terms, that what we've heard this morning will be enough to those members of your party who take a hard line on what Brexit should mean?
It seems to me that what we are doing is ridding ourselves of the supremacy of the European Court of Justice, which means that effectively Parliament will once again be sovereign in this country. There is nothing, as I say, that is prescriptive about this document. It's something that will be discussed both by Parliament and, of course, by the European Union.
It's interesting that you use the phrase ridding ourselves of the supremacy of the European Court of Justice without that word direct, which has caused a lot of controversy in recent days, with some people seeing the introduction of the word direct into the conversation as a way of saying, well, we'll be edging out of the influence of the European Court of Justice, but it'll still be there in the background.
I think actually that it was unfortunate that the word direct was included in the document, because I think if you read the document carefully, you can see that what is proposed is that the European Court of Justice is no longer supreme in this country. But what I think it's intended to flag up is that there will be a need for the UK Supreme Court to take into account judgments of the ECJ as the years go by, and vice versa too.
You say you think it was wrong that the word direct was included in it. It sounds as if the argument actually hasn't been completely settled, that there's room for some people to look at this document and say, effectively, it does mean the ECJ still being there in the background and effectively still influencing our laws and the way we interpret them, and others still saying, as you do, that that's going to disappear.
I think what I said was that it was unfortunate, and it looks very much as if it's an expression that was introduced by a civil servant at some stage to give a certain amount of wriggle room. In fact, I think it's done quite the reverse. I think it's set a hair running, which is unfortunate. And I think that if one considers the contents of the position paper, it's very clear that we will not be subject to the continuing jurisdiction of the ECJ.